The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have LeBron James shooting one of the greatest air balls in the history of the NBA. We have Zion Williamson going off, but we start the show with the Brooklyn Nets, who were in Phoenix without KD, without Kyrie.
Shame on you.
But they had James Harden, who caught fire in the fourth quarter and led the Nets to a comeback victory against the Suns. Jalen, were you surprised that they were able to pull this off?
Brooklyn, so I am surprised. You know, Jacoby, when I'm watching these games, I like to dictate what is a good win or a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
This is the bad loss for the Suns.
Sure was.
Because no KD, no Kyrie, Booker and CP3 have been playing really well. You know how much I like their young talent. And so I was a little disappointed in their defensive effort, weren't able to get the stops when they needed to. But prop to James Harden. Doesn't it seem like he's playing at a different pace that's a lot slower than everybody else?
Yes.
Yet you still can't stop him? That's the classic example of when they always say, when the game slows down. You can see that with James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fourth quarter, he loved to turn back the hands of time in his Houston days. Look at him. Look at him. He loved those days when he leading the league in scoring. You see that? Like Kyrie, you see that? I can still score. KD, I can still play. Hey, Kyrie, let me borrow your stick. I might need it to walk to the locker room after the game.
We'll get to Kyrie and his walking stick later, but those Nets, they're on a West Coast trip. They beat the Warriors. They beat the Kings. Now they beat the Suns, but they will face the Los Angeles Lakers next on Thursday. And those Lakers went up against the Timberwolves in Minnesota, came out with a win. And, of course, it was powered by LeBron James. He had 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. Jalen, what do you think about the Lakers?
I'm going to make sure I be that guy. And I did this last year, too. The young fellas these last couple of years coming into the league prepared to ball. And I appreciate that. And Edwards balled in this game. He had 28 mm-hmm. points.
He did.
LeBron James shows up every night. I appreciate that, Jacoby. But I can't front. I'm watching the game, having a couple of adult beverages. LeBron go across half court. He raises up from the logo. I'm like, did that go in?
The end of the third. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh,
look at
yeah,
him gooseneck it. Look at the gooseneck, too. I love how he holds the gooseneck.
I'm like, did that go in? I'm like, oh, no, that didn't go in.
That did not go in.
Logo LeBron. We're not going to call him that just yet. Not yet. He's getting out there, but not to the logo just yet. We're going to let that be reserved for Dame Lillard and Steph Curry for now.
Absolutely, and it was LeBron that powered them, but without AD, they did get some good contributions from Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell, a couple of new additions to the team. What do these two bring to the team they didn't have last year?
I know we should never say never in this industry, but I'm about to do it.
Oh, no.
I don't believe a champion has never acquired the two top six men in the league on their team the next season. And so now when Anthony Davis goes out, Schroeder, a guy that scored 20 in this league before. Montrezl Harrell, a guy who didn't get the long-term security that he thought that he would get going into last season with the Clippers. And when they lost to Denver, that cost him a lot of money. So AD being out, Jacoby, now gives him a chance to not only play on a successful team and possibly win a championship this year, but build his value back up.
Absolutely, because in the bubble, there was a lot of people pointing at Montrezl Harrell and his inability to stay on the floor, especially defensively. But look at him now, looking good in the purple and gold. And you know who else is looking good? Don't look now, but the Pelicans have been on a little bit of a tear lately.
Look at the Pelicans!
144 points against the Grizzlies yesterday, and they were powered by Zion. Zion had 31 points, 7 boards, and 6 assists. He's dribbling the ball up. He's doing something that he didn't do the last couple years, which is playmake. He's getting more assists, and they're really kind of running the offense through him, and that offense has been on fire lately. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
I just appreciate that you actually watched the games. Thank you very much. You said the thing about Zion that people sleep on. The big fella got a handle. I know he wobble when he walk, but the big fella got a handle. And I appreciate when you have a veteran coach that's just like, you know what? We ain't about to play these games. We win the opening tap, just give it to Zion and let him start the game. We ain't even about to play this game. You know what I'm saying? Of trying to figure it out or if we can find ways to get them the ball and we're not sure how to use them. No, bull in a china shop. Get to that paint, get to that bucket. Don't allow anybody to stay in front of you. And any drop passes to the dunk spot, he freaking all of those. Oh my goodness, he just freaking all of those. He cocked the one behind his head so far. Old boy tried to block it. I was like, you about to break one of your fingers, dog. You better move out of the way. That man is powerful.
Absolutely. And you remember last year there was some talk about not getting him enough touches, especially in the fourth quarter in a closeout games that they lost. And you make a good point. Stan Van Gundy's like, just give that guy the ball. We got Zion Williams. Give him the ball, and then we'll let it all figure itself out from there. And one thing I saw him do at Duke that he didn't really do in the league until this year was playmake. He's getting more assists. He's setting up his teammates. And he was doing that at Duke, but it wasn't really happening. He was just a finisher the last couple years in the league. It's good to see him finally start to playmake in the NBA. And congratulations to the Pelicans, because quietly the Pelicans have been putting up some
Pelicans
numbers
fly.
Of late. Jalen, I know Adam Silver listens to the podcast twice every day. He DVRs the show, watches the show before bed, but he hasn't been listening to us because it really does feel like they might be going forward with the All-Star game that both you and I think is a bad idea. And now the Atlanta mayor has come out and said, don't come here to party. This is a business trip. Jalen, why do you think the mayor had to come out and say that?
Shout out to Keisha Lance Bottoms. Imagine her and Harris on the ticket in 2024. How about this? If you're the NBA, Jacoby, you and I talk about this a lot. When we get confused, you just close your eyes and your smell test forces you to follow
all the money.
The money. And for these checks, while the players are like, yo, NBA, do us a favor. Save me from my sponsors. Tell the sponsors we're not having a dunk contest, that we're not having a skills competition. We're not having an All-Star game. So therefore, that doesn't cost me money. But then the league says, well, if I did that, then I have to tell our sponsors that we're not playing those games. And then I'm not getting those checks. So here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna get your checks from your endorsers and sponsors, and you're gonna debut great gym shoes and great uniforms and all of the stuff that come with All-Star Weekend, and we're gonna get the check from all of our partners, and you know what else we're gonna do? We're gonna split 50% with you guys. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make Atlanta so easy for you. They selling it as basically a 24-hour trip, Jacoby. You're going to see all of these players between 6 p.m. on Saturday and 11 p.m. arrive in Atlanta. As soon as the game ends at like 9 or 10 o'clock on Sunday, first thing smoking. And if you're in a skills competition, first thing smoking.
They're going to tell the pilot, just keep the plane running. I'll be right back once they land in Atlanta. And Jalen, this does seem to be a bit of a money grab. I love the fact they're like, oh, yeah, skills competition, we'll do that before the game. Dunk contest, we'll do that at halftime. I'm surprised they don't have the international young game, you know, after the game. This is going to be a bit of a mess, but something is very difficult to do, Jalen. I've never been able to accomplish this. Go to Atlanta and not party. I've never been able to do it. I've never done it. I can't relate. I've never gone to Atlanta and not partied. So we'll see if these NBA players can accomplish that, because I know I cannot.
Did you hear the rule? The rule is players and their guests must be in their hotel room or at the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate the word that got slid in there since the bubble. Guest.
Yes.
Saturday night. So we want you to stay in your room. You can even have a guest. And you can leave right after the competition. Fair exchange is no robbery.
It feels like it was 10 years ago, but let's not forget just how great the last All-Star game was. They had the target score. I know it finished on a free throw, but that was an amazing game. Hopefully, the play on the floor will match last year's competition. Jalen, turning our eyes to the NFL, there are a lot of free agents that could potentially change franchises moving forward, one of which, J.J. Watt. Not exactly a free agent, but he could sign with the Cleveland Browns. It's being reported by Cleveland.com. Jalen, what do you think of the fit with Watt in Cleveland?
If I'm J.J. Watt, and I know he played in Houston, but if he can bear cold weather like his brother in Pittsburgh, it'll make him a more ferocious football player to opposing offenses. So therefore, the job I have for him is with the Green Bay Packers. How about that? A team that was 13-3 a couple of years ago and lost in the NFC Championship. Had a terrific season this year and Aaron Rodgers won MVP. And then when it was 4th-and-8, they kicked the field goal so that their defense could get a stop, right? Well, their defense didn't get a stop. You add J.J. Watt and he's healthy, now you got your game-changing player that can probably propel you to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
One of the reasons I love this idea is because J.J. Watt went to Wisconsin, is from Wisconsin, so you know that he would love to go to the Packers, and you know Aaron Rodgers would be happy with that, and I would love to see him sack Jared Goff like 6 times in the 2 times that they play your Lions. Jalen, it is Michael Air Jeffrey Jordan's birthday, and we will celebrate his airness and much more right after this. You are watching Jalen. Why are you giving a shoulder like that?
Why are you giving a shoulder like that, Jay?
Lift every voice and sing.
Coming off a summer of protest over police brutality to African Americans, Naomi Osaka decided to use her platform to raise awareness. At every match she played at the 2020 U.S. Open, Osaka wore a face mask with the name of a victim of police brutality, such as Tamir Rice, George Floyd, and Elijah McClain. Osaka would go on to win her second U.S. Open championship.
To you live above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang! Keep
it moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man will jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with a tough patch for the Milwaukee Bucks. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
They now have lost 4 straight games after going down to the Raptors. Jalen, I have a simple question for you. Why don't I like the Milwaukee Bucks? Why don't I like this team?
Well, you're negative, Jacoby. You've hated the Spurs, even when they were winning the championships. Mm-hmm. You were forced to like the Patriots because you're from the East Coast. You like the Jazz when you saw them throw 5 straight alley-oops and 3 plays. Here's why you don't like the Bucks. You ready for this?
What?
I know they're professional athletes, but they're not an athletic squad. They don't have high flyers. They don't have the ooh and I guys. Who hit you with the killer crossover?
They don't.
Who catching a lob besides Giannis?
Nobody.
That's why they're struggling, just so you know. Like, DiVincenzo
really
is a great athlete, but he doesn't necessarily get a chance to play big and use that athleticism. Like, Donovan Mitchell and DiVincenzo are the same size, just so you know. But they go to the basket vastly different, and they both got hops. That's what you miss from the Bucks.
Now that you mentioned it, I think Pat Connaughton is probably their most explosive athlete outside of Giannis. And there's just so much Bryn Forbes and so much DiVincenzo and Craig. And I don't know, I just can't get excited about this Bucks team. And Giannis says it's not the end of the world. They've lost 4 straight. But it might be the end of their reign as the regular season best record in the Eastern Conference. Jalen, Kyrie Irving showed up to the game with an interesting accessory. He showed up to the game, and we did not play him with a lower back issue, with a walking stick, Jalen. You know, he likes to celebrate his Native American heritage. What do you think about the walking stick as an accessory?
Why, it reminds me of X-Clan. Voodoo, running for my magic. Look at him. Looking like Brother Jay. Brother, 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 how you make him get down.
I have so many questions. Did he fly with the walking stick? Did he pick up the walking stick on the road? Like, did he pack the walking stick? Did he check the walking stick? Did he take the walking stick to the hotel? I have so many questions about the walking stick that I need answered more than anything else in sports right now.
I got you. First off, I love Kyrie Irving. And I love that he's giving us all of these things to talk about besides the game. I love that so very much. Show that footage again of him walking into the arena.
Okay, here he is with his walking stick, walking into the arena.
You remember what it was like? I think X-Clan had a song, Grand Verbalizer, what time is it? Look at him. Grand Verbalizer, what time is it?
We gotta keep it moving. Jalen, he has a walking stick as an accessory. Cam Newton had something to say about his fashion selections. Keep moving and hit the brakes. He said that he has spent thousands, if not millions of dollars on clothes that he only has worn once. In my opinion, he probably should have worn them zero times. Your thoughts?
Cam Newton doesn't wear clothes. He could be from Detroit. He wears outfits. It's way different. He's way different. Those are costumes. That is not, that's
suit.
A costume. That outfit costs, that's what $5,000, $10,000 look like. And once you wear a costume, unless it's even Jacoby clown suit, you can't wear it the next day. You could be the clown the next day, Jacoby.
I wish I was. Jalen, we have a huge tennis match this evening. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
It is Serena Williams against Naomi Osaka in the semifinals down under in Australia. Who are you pulling for in this one?
I'm pulling for the OG Serena, but I love Naomi so very much, and the tribute that she was doing previously about Black Lives was phenomenal. I became a huge fan of hers. All I know is we were at the house last night eating, drinking, being merry, and grieving with family members about my mom. And my auntie was like, I'm trying to watch the league. And she like, put on Serena and Naomi. I'm like, they not on tonight. He's like, I just saw the commercial. They on tonight. I'm like, no, that's an advertisement for them being on tomorrow. So our family going to be watching.
I will be watching as well, way past my bedtime. Jalen, Adam Sandler celebrated the anniversary of Happy Gilmore. And I have a simple question for you. Have you seen Happy Gilmore? Do you know anything about this piece of art?
Actually, I have not seen this movie.
I'm not surprised. You will not watch a film that does not feature a majority of black people unless it is a gangster movie. That's it. It's either mafia and crime or it has a majority black cast. Otherwise, Jalen Rose will not see the film. I'm not surprised that you haven't seen Happy Gilmore. I'd be shocked if you had seen Happy Gilmore.
But Happy Gilmore checks one of the boxes. I realize most of my movies either has a rapper or a comedian. At least Adam Sandler is a comedian.
Run it again. Do you know who this man is? Do you know who this person is hitting
this golf ball? Adam Sandler is a comedian.
Look at you, Jalen. Yesterday, you know, the 25th anniversary of the release of Happy Gilmore, but today is Michael Eyre, Jeffrey Jordan's birthday, and Jalen's going to tell us the story of when he wanted smoke with the GOAT. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that.
Not smart.
Double header tonight on ESPN. NBA action starts with the Rockets going to Philly to take on the 76ers at 7:30, and then in the nightcap, West Coast, the Heat travel to take on the Warriors. 7:30 and 10 o'clock, both on ESPN. Make sure you tune into the big double header this evening. Jalen, today is the birthday of Michael Eyre Jeffrey Jordan, and The Last Dance reminded us all during the pandemic just how great Michael Jordan was. Look at this man cook. Jalen, what was it like to play against the greatest of all time?
Sometimes I dream that he is me. It was a nightmare to play against the greatest basketball player of all time. And I know everybody likes to ring count, but let me just teach you guys something. That man led the league in scoring at least 10 times. That man was first team all defense at least 10 times. And right there, he was getting in the face of a legend, Jalen Rose.
You gotta tell me what's going on right there. Why are you giving him the shoulder, Jalen?
I'm like, dog, you Clark Kent. I'm like, dog, you Clark Kent, dog. You ain't with the Bulls no more. And then when he gave me the old man, like, dad thing, I was like, you got it.
He
subbed
you.
And I realized that he don't even know my name. Hey, I realized that he still didn't even know my name. He didn't even know my name. Like, son, I'm gonna put you on punishment. Look at Coach Collins, my guy. Hey, Doug Collins is my guy. I love Coach. What happened to that boy?
I just love the fact that you gave Michael Jordan a shoulder and tried to start something with him. And he just straight up said, young man, stop that, young man.
Get in your classroom, young man. I'll put you on detention.
I'm surprised he didn't put a 40 on you.
Happy birthday to MJ.
Michael Jordan. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Jalen, there's something that came across the ticker, and I knew we couldn't talk about it on TV, but this is perfect for the podcast exclusive, and it is the following. Joe Buck, legend, broadcasting legend, Troy Aikman, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. They do games together, and Joe Buck admitted that during football games, he would send somebody to go get him the biggest beer he could possibly find in the arena, and he would drink a beer while doing the games. Jalen, how come we don't drink beer while we do the show? Why aren't we doing this?
So I'm glad Joe Buck exposed this. This is one of those corporate America things like marijuana and strip clubs that all of the CEOs and bosses and parents act like they're not doing, mm-hmm. but each one of them are actually doing, especially during the pandemic. You mean to tell me everybody that you see on TV, everybody that you see performing, each human being, you mean to tell me they ain't doing something that day?
I've never, ever, 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 ever done this show and had a beer first. But you know what? I might just have to try. I might just mess around and do it one day. Who knows? One thing that's so weird about corporate America is everybody's got like 3 liquor bottles in their office. Like every single person has a liquor bottle in their office, but you're not allowed to drink at work. So it's like, so we all have these bars at our office, but no one's allowed to have a drink at work. Like you can't just be sitting at your desk having a drink.
Well, again, all of this is about imagery more than anything else. Who were we just talking about the other day? And you said you can't drink at work. Who was we talking about the other day or something?
I don't know. I barely remember my kids' names, man. You want me to remember a show from last week? You crazy?
But how about this, though? As we talk about drinking, and again, I'm glad Joe Buck mentioned this and he admitted it. What would the outcry be if that was Michael Strahan? Just out of curiosity.
Are we going there?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just saying. I don't think there's really an outcry because it's one thing to have a beer. There's nothing to be intoxicated. Like having a beer over the course of 3.5 hours, I mean, that's not really going to change your behavior much.
Yes, Mr. Rose. You and I both know once adults start having beers, you can't do mm-hmm. just one. They're like tattoos. Stop it.
I've never had a beer in my life.
That's like having
one beer in my whole entire
right,
life.
Right, come on. He going to the bathroom and everything, dog. Come on now.
I just like the fact that he didn't just say, go get me a beer. He's like, get me the biggest beer you could possibly find.
But here's the thing, though. You're going to like this example.
Okay.
You show up at work at South Street Seaport.
Every day.
You work for the Disney Worldwide Corporation.
Sure do.
So does Jimmy Kimmel. except he has a bar at work, and he and his guests get to have beverages before they work.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the same company that you do. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is he gets paid a lot more, and he's much more important to the bottom line. I'm just happy to be here. This is a privilege. And all here's the problem, because you know, I used to be a producer and I would never allow my talent to drink. And here's what I would always say. I would say, because I remember Podfather used to get mad at me because I wouldn't let him drink or whatever. I'm like, no, you can't have a margarita while you're doing this. He's like, what's the difference? If you say one thing that's wrong, if you say one thing that maybe toes the line or goes over it, and then someone calls my phone and said, oh, when you said blah, 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 and I was like, oh, no, that was probably just because I had a beer before the show. You can't do that. Like, you can't do that. You can't step over that line. I'm happy to do beers after work. I don't need to do beers at work.
Well, I think it's the athlete in me. It's more of a, like, gives me something to look forward to. Like, I'm that person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna sacrifice and grind and do whatever I gotta do because I know I got dessert coming.
Exactly.
So that's kind of like my approach.
Exactly.
I wanna get everything in and complete it and then be able to kind of get it in.
Relax.
That's kind of how I like
exactly.
to move.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like happy hour. I realize the reason that you need happy hour just because I can't go straight from work to home. If I go straight from work to home, I find myself a little more irritable. You know, I'm a little more tired. But that rinsing, that calming, that hour of putting the elbows on the bar, man, I miss putting my elbows on a bar. I miss just putting my elbows on a bar, watching ESPN on the screen and having a nice draft Guinness. I miss that so much. I need a vaccine. We all need a vaccine. Jalen. There's a news story today that I found a little interesting, and it was talking about LeBron James and how he was seriously considering going to the NFL and how good he would be if he was in the NFL. Jalen, am I just being a hater, or am I thinking, you know what, LeBron, you're good at basketball, but I don't know exactly how that would translate if you're in the NFL.
So here's what happens that people do that I can't stand. They judge somebody's greatness and or lack thereof and think they can teleport it into something else.
Okay.
So just because LeBron James is one of the greatest basketball players we've ever seen, I got a clip for you that vividly stands out in my mind that lets me know he would not survive playing football. There's a clip when he played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was on the right sideline, and there was a change of possession, and he turned around to run real quick. And he took three steps and he ran into a referee and he felt like he got hit by a car. He ran into a 65-year-old referee and felt like he got hit by a car.
Flopping doesn't really play in the league. Not a lot of flopping in the NFL. Not too much flopping.
And LeBron James, while known as being one of the GOATs to do it, his critics will say he's one of the more high-profile floppers who just got a warning the other day with Kyle Kuzma for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they used to fine people for flopping? They don't do that anymore.
Correct.
They don't do
so
that anymore.
If you think he's about to hold the edge against Shaq Barrett, or he's about to stop J.J. Watt from getting to your quarterback because he's playing tight end, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
That ain't happening. It's a lot easier to hypothetically play in the NFL than it is to play in the NFL. Let's just say that. It's a lot easier when you're in your 17th year in the NBA to say, oh, I would have gone to the NFL.
And everybody going to be like, and look, he's so tall and he has great leaping ability. That's not necessarily good going across the middle.
Mm-mm.
Because you got to come down.
You
got to come down.
You don't want to do a lot of leaping when you're on the
football
field.
They're going to be getting them legs. You 6'8", they're going to be whipping them legs.
Absolutely. Jalen, Jason Tatum saying he still has some breathing problems a month after a bout with COVID-19. What do you think about the residual effects of this disease impact on the body?
I just don't want people to continue to minimize when they hear other people that have it or had it. Because I think what ends up happening is when we lose over 500,000 Americans and we have our pandemic and we do our physical distancing, and now there are people getting the vaccine. There are also people just ready to get back to their normalcy. And you want to ignore the truth that's happening in our face, that COVID is real. And so when I see athletes like miss a game, or I saw multiple players or teams like have to suspend play, usually people just think, oh, they'll be back in 2 weeks or whatever, whatever. But mm-hmm. I can't front, I am thinking like, let me see if there's some lingering effects there. And he's a young man. How old is he, 22?
Gotta be 23, 24, yeah.
Hey man, that's a young man, dog, to be having some lingering effects that he can sense. You remember how fearless you was at that age?
Oh yeah, I was so dumb.
You know what I'm saying? For him to be sitting up like, I can't really breathe, I can't really like, yo, that's bugged out. And he's only a professional athlete.
You know what I'm saying? Professional athlete.
Right, like, can't breathe. Huh, let me see. So let me go run a marathon and play basketball.
So wild. Well, everyone, please wear your masks, stay safe, stay social distance, because COVID is real and COVID is out here. Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. So we need you right now listening to this podcast. Push pause, rate and review us on iTunes, subscribe to the pod, and of course, call 985-80-JALEN. Hit us with any of your questions about anything whatsoever. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Reggie, Jalen, Jacoby, I am offended and astounded that you would think a listener of the pod would be as so lame to go into the VIP section. This is Mr. White Shirt. This is Mr. White Shirt, soft move, ask somebody to pay for your drink. I never did it. I never found her again. But I understand it's a soft move. And let me make some clarification. It's in Tampa, Florida. That's why we're celebrating, you know, blah, 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 Tom Brady. Super Bowl weekend. I'm wearing a white jersey. It's a Pirelli jersey from Halam FC, the second oldest football club in the world. Reggie, I'm not that smooth. I didn't know I shouldn't wear a white shirt. But y'all, I jumped into VIP because my new friends I had met the night before invited me out and gave me a cheap ticket. But they were in VIP, so then I jumped the fence to be with my friends. And then you ask, I probably invaded this person's personal space. But that's not what happened, y'all. I was minding my own business dancing behind my two friends. And they came in a stream of line walking into me and knocked into me. And that I'm offended that you would think I would be so lame to, one, be alone in VIP or I'm not, whatever. Anyways, thank y'all for answering my questions. I had also called about the credit card. And then around New Year's, I had called about the mental health thing. And y'all are the best ever. Love and peace and blessings. Thank you so much. Keep it real.
I love this dude. He called mad. He was mad. And he's mad at Reggie specifically, too. Like, now that he gave Reggie a shout, he's like, Reggie, Jalen, Jacoby. He's mad. I love this dude. He's mad at us. You can hear
that's
his voice. At the end,
man.
He's like, at the end, he's like, peace and love. Like, you did not call with peace and love intentions.
That's
I love this dude so much. So he's in Tampa. He's celebrating. Florida's just like out. Florida's like, you know what? We're done with the pandemic. Pandemic don't count. Now, once you cross
Georgia.
The line into the state.
And Georgia.
Yeah, they're like, no, pandemic, whatever. Pandemic, schmandemic. We're going to the club. So he's with his friends. He's not alone. He's with his friends that he met the night before. Okay. This dude's really out here in the club. I love how this dude's just, if I go out one night, I'm in for the next month. So Jalen, do you feel bad for saying it's a soft move for him trying to get paid for with the jersey? Did anything he say change your opinion?
It did, because he let me know that he was not just rocking like a white Jared Goff Rams jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he let me know that what he threw on was fresh. And he also let me know that he was dancing, doing his own two-step. I've been there. I don't think I've ever been on a dance floor without a drink in my hand. You know what I'm saying? That's just balance. It's just good for my balance to have a drink in my hand when I'm dancing. You know what I mean?
Good for your balance. Yo, so, if you go to the bar with Jalen Rose, he doesn't have a go-to drink. Like, they'll be like, so what can I get you? And I'll be like, oh, you know, vodka soda, splash of grapefruit. And Jalen's just like, Like, it's like you've never been to a bar before. Yeah, you're always just like, you're like, huh,
The toughest question I've been asked all day.
Yeah. Then you just start pointing at bottles. What's that? Weird shaped tequila bottles.
I'll try that today.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's always, you're always like dumbfounded when you belly up to a bar. It's like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, oh, a vodka soda splash cranberry. And you're like, oh man, like, huh? What do you think I should have? Like, it's always a conversation for you. Like, you don't have a go-to drink. You don't have a go-to drink. You really don't.
I know. I'm like Giannis in the post. I need to get a go-to move.
You don't have a go-to.
You have no go-to. I gotta get me a go-to move.
But don't sleep on Jalen's shot. His shot he goes to every time. Lemon drop. Jalen loves a lemon drop. Lots of sugar in there. So
I mean, but when I'm with the fellas, you know, and it's like, we like 15 deep. I done already tipped the bartender, and I already got all of them thinking I'm drinking straight vodka with a splash of lemon. You know what I mean? They just fooled. Everybody getting their tequilas, their quadruple shots. I'm right here with my little lemon drop.
Lemon drop. You're the best. You're the best. It never ceases to amaze me. Every time you go to a bar, they're like, what do you want? You're just like, it's like someone asked you what the square root of 1500
like I'm
was.
Surprised.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, what do you think? You're always like asking follow-up questions. I'm like, wait, what do you think?
Well, you just reminded me of something that I didn't realize. I don't have a go-to drink anymore.
You really don't. No, you do. You do have one go-to drink. One go-to drink. Hot sake. If we're at a Japanese establishment, you will get hot sake every single time.
That's my go-to.
Every single time. Yep. That's probably your go-to drink.
That's my go-to.
You're right.
I'm a bastard at the bar.
You really do. We gotta get I'm gonna make a cocktail named after you, Jalen Rose.
Oh,
that's
man.
My next mission.
And you know what else I just not thought about? The reason why not only it takes me so long to decide, I don't have a go-to drink. But then in my mind, I'm still focused on if I'm willing to drink that the rest of the day.
You won't switch it up? You always look stressed out. It's just always, you're always like surprised by the question.
Like,
you're stressed out about it. You want to look at the menu. It's just like, yo, why is it not that deep, Jay? Like, you've been doing this for 30 years. Like, you got plenty of experience. Oh, man, I miss you, man. I miss you, Jay.
I miss you, too, family. That is hilarious. Oh, man, I slept on that.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I got to get a go-to drink. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time.